For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. One of our guests on last week's Century of Lies program was Mr. Philippe Lucas.
I'm founder and director of the Vancouver Island Compassion Society and Canadians for Safe Access, and a graduate research fellow with the Center for Addiction Research in British Columbia. We're a nonprofit research, supply, and advocacy medical marijuana organization. We've just celebrated our 7th anniversary on October 1st of this year. And we're currently helping about 610 critically and chronically ill Canadians gain access to a safe source of medical cannabis, as well as producing and participating in more medical marijuana research than any other organization in Canada. The Canadian government is doing their best to close down compassion societies to drive us out of business and to make our lives as difficult as possible. So I think the relationship between the federal government and compassion clubs and societies in Canada is very similar to the federal relationship that we see in the U.S. as well. Despite that, we've been able, about 6 or 7 compassion clubs in Canada have been able to operate basically with the support and volition of their local communities. I've been working with DrugSense now for about 6 years, first as an editor of the newsletter. I edited the hemp and cannabis section for the last 6 years, and I had to give that up this year. Unfortunately, it's being taken over by my good friend Deb Harper, who's doing a great job with it. And I've been director of communications at that organization for 3 or 4 years now. And while DrugSense continues to be the real internet engine for the war on drugs in both Canada and the U.S., and I dare say internationally, with an archive of 200,000 news stories over the last drug-related news stories over the last 6 years, and services that range from media services to send out presses and press releases all over North America, to ongoing support for the website building and internet presence of the of drug policy reform organizations in both Canada and the U.S. There's no organization right now that's doing more online to end the war on drugs, and it's been a great organization to work with, and it's one that, like many organizations in Canada and the U.S., is always struggling for funding and could really use some support. And so if any of your listeners would care to check us out at www.drugsense.org, I encourage them to do so if they haven't already. Check out our archive of news stories at mapinc.org and move us all a little closer towards policies that are based on science, reason, and compassion rather than drug policies based on fear and prejudice and misunderstanding.
Map Inc., MAPINC.org, and DrugSense, SENSE.org, the little engine that could help in the madness. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.